This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to The Daily Practice, my friends, and happy Wednesday. We are deep in a week dedicated to spring cleaning, and I hope you're feeling really good clearing out some areas that have felt messy in your life. What I want to do today to help keep us motivated and to help keep us inspired, as things might get a little bit challenging, as they often do when we start to clean things out, whether we are clearing up a relationship or spring cleaning our physical home, things tend to get a little bit messier before they feel organized and sorted out.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
So what I want to do today is take a moment to tune into an area of your life that feels absolutely organized. This can be an area of your home. It can be that one room of your house, if you have such a room, where things just are in order, where it's always kind of clean, where you feel a sense of peace just opening the door, right? Could also be an area of your life where you just have your shit together. You know what I'm talking about. It's that one area of your life where things are just flowing right now. Everything is seamless. You feel like you're on top of things. Nothing feels out of control. There's no mess there. I know you have at least one area of your life that feels that way. So I want you to bring that area of your life or bring that area of your home to the front of your mind and really step into that energy of having the space absolutely organized, knowing that there is nothing that needs to be dealt with here. This area of your life or this area of your home doesn't come with a to-do list, doesn't come with a long list of things you have to fix or get ready or solve problems around or organize or clean up. Everything just is the way it is. Everything is in its place. And there's a certain kind of peace that actually comes with that feeling. So I want you to really hold that sense of order in your heart, feel it in your body in this moment. How beautiful it is to have this one space that's just the way it's supposed to be. Now, that really messy area of your home or that really messy area of your life, there is a path forward where you get to feel exactly this way about that too. We just have to put in some work, right? We have to have those tough conversations. We have to set those boundaries, maybe implement some systems. And most important of all, we have to clear out the things that are weighing us down. We have to get rid of the clutter and get rid of the things that are feeling like a mess. So take a moment right here, right now, to hold some gratitude in your heart for the fact that you have these ordered spaces in your life. They do exist. You have an ability to organize and create order in your life, and it feels so good to get to that place. So a big moment of gratitude here to help keep us inspired so that we can really dig in and start getting to the bulk of this work. For me, I have one dedicated room of my home where things are just exactly the way I want them. Of course, this is a room where I rarely allow dogs or children, and sometimes not even husbands. I keep the space really tidy. It's where I do my yoga practice. It's where I set up my altar. It's a living area, living space where when we have guests over, we might sit down and have a glass of wine there or just a chat or a cup of tea. And I just keep that space organized at all times. It's always clean. Every single day when I go to this room and I roll out my mat to start my yoga practice, I feel so at peace knowing that there's nothing about that space that I have to fix. I can just enter that room and be in my practice. And that's a certain kind of feeling that I so long to recreate for different areas of my home, particularly the messiest ones. So I hope you feel as inspired as I do to go a little bit deeper with the spring cleaning. Let's go. Have a beautiful rest of this day, and I'll be back tomorrow.